This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. This is where I show each and every day people how to escape the rat race using real estate. The essence being, just shift your focus from making piles of cash to making streams of cash. Free your mind and the rest will follow, as they say. And I haven't said that in quite a while because it's that time of year. An awesome time of year. You know, fall, my favorite time of the year. You know, yesterday in Glendale, California, I think it was over 80 degrees. And my new home here in Vegas reached a high just barely above 60 degrees. That's what I'm talking about. It's fall, y'all. It's got to be cooler. Got to cool off. Got to wear that nice combination of the hoodie and the shorts and the tennis shoes. It's awesome. I don't know, a little corny there, but I haven't been able to do that in so long because I've been in Glendale, California, and I'm tired of sweating in November. That's all. So if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you know that's how I always used to introduce the show. It's all about shifting your focus from making piles of cash to making streams of cash. Do that one thing and do that thing one time and you are, I don't know what the percentage is, but you're much closer to your financial freedom than anybody else. I've always thrown out a statistic there, but as you know, 43% of all statistics are made up right on the spot. So if you listen to the show for any length of time, you recognize that. You've also heard me say more than once that this is a very simple business. Real estate investing is a very simple business. Not easy, but simple. I've always thrown in that disclaimer as well. We don't sell easy here. We sell tough. It's simple and tough, especially in the beginning. But tough, but worth it, right? Meaning what worth having doesn't present a little bit of a challenge. If it were easy, everyone would be a millionaire real estate investor, right? Yeah, I've been investing in real estate full-time more than a decade now. And if you add the part-time investing that I did during my transitionary period from real estate agent to real estate investor, I guess it's been about 12 years total, 12, 13 years. And with more than 1,000 transactions under my belt, I stopped counting a long time ago. But it's this time of year. This is when I start thinking about next year. What worked this year that I can do more of next year? What didn't work so well this year that I can certainly stop doing next year? And just start, let's incorporate maybe a new idea or two. That's always a probability. And I do this every year. And you should consider doing it yourself because it's really easy to overcomplicate the business. And if it's such a simple business, why would you want to do that, right? Well, of course, we don't want to do that. None of us want to do that. But when you start doing a lot of deals, and when you start building a sizable portfolio and you're deep into your transactions and you're deep into your appointments and writing offers, the simplicity can really get away from you. And it's not difficult to inadvertently complicate your business. And if you're not careful, you can complicate it to a point where you create an environment, the very environment that most were trying to escape when they got into real estate investing in the first place. You got the chaos, you got the confusion, you got the frustration and uncertainty, and you got doubt and fear. And, you know, you almost develop a downright hatred for getting up in the morning. You don't want to jump out of the frying pan, right? That proverbial frying pan being typically your job, and into the fire. That fire being an unorganized and complicated real estate investing business. Don't do that. But there's your warning, because it can happen and it can sneak up on you. And it happens to the best of us. So how you prevent this from happening to you is actually very easy. It's very easy if every year you make a conscious effort to just go back and revisit the basics. I recommend doing that every year. And that's what I'm doing right now. So that's why it's on top of mind. That's why I'm talking to you about it. And the reason I do this right now is I actually start my year before everybody else. I start my new year every year December 1st when it comes to my real estate investing business. I don't wait till January 1st like everybody else. And I do that for two reasons, two really big reasons. First, most people slow their business. Most investors will slow their business down in December. They start to take it easy. And because they do, I encounter a lot less competition in December. Second, most people restart their business mid-January, and many don't get up to full speed until February sometime. And during this time, I'm already running at full speed on all cylinders, and I'll typically encounter much less competition during this time also. And here's why this is important. First, the obvious. Less competition, that equals more opportunity, right? Second, the not so obvious, and you wouldn't know this unless you actually worked feverishly through a November and a December, but historically speaking, the spring is the best time for real estate. And I'm not entirely sure why, but I think the activity is just higher in the spring than the rest of the year because, you know, maybe people got the cabin fever. It's gotten the best of them, and they're just dying to get out of the house and go do something. They're dying to get out of the office or whatever it may be. It's a time where people seem that they want and, I don't know, and need to move. They need to sell property for one reason or another. And this is the way it was when I was a real estate agent more than 10 years ago now. And that's the way it has been my entire time as a full-time real estate investor as well. So with that being said, January, February, and March is when you do not want to be getting organized and planning and setting up your systems, figuring things out. Nope. This is the time of year where you want to be fully operational with your business firing on all cylinders. And I've found that I can typically make more money in the first quarter of a year than most do all year long. And I've also found that there is exceptional money to be made in December too. Now, I know that sounds a little counterintuitive. I mean, it's the holidays and no one's thinking about business and everyone's taking it easy and blah, 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 blah. You think most people would just be staying put, not selling their property. And that's probably not an entirely inaccurate assumption because there is some basis to this being a valid idea. I mean, most real estate investors will take this time off as well. It's the holidays. I've worked really hard all year. It's time to take it off. And here's what I want to draw your attention to. The first thing, most real estate investors will slow down their business during this time. And that equates to less competition. Less competition for motivated sellers' attention. Less mail hitting their mailbox. Less bandit signs on the streets. Fewer online advertisements. Just a lot less messaging from real estate investors overall. And that to me, and always has, spelled less competition. Now, there's the other side to that equation. Maybe less competition amongst your peers because there's likely less opportunity during this time. And that's probably true. There's less competition because there's less opportunity. But it doesn't mean there's zero opportunity. And of the lighter opportunity that is out there, it's bigger opportunity. It's opportunity that's not only bigger, it's opportunity that presents less resistance, fewer obstacles and challenges. Meaning, what type of property owners would want to sell during December? During the holidays? Are you kidding me? Well, likely the owners that want to sell wouldn't want to inconvenience themselves during the holidays with selling a property. But the property owners that need to sell absolutely would. It would be a bigger inconvenience for them to not sell during the holidays than it would be for them to sit tight and wait until after the holidays. So although there's no way to really tell, my experience would just lead me to believe that there's truth to less people are willing to move during the holidays, thus seemingly justify that you slow it down during this time. But I do not. No, I do not. And the reason being is because the opportunity that is there is bigger and easier to seize. I always hit at least one home run during December. Always. I always did when I was a real estate agent also. In fact, I remember one of my biggest commissions ever came as a result of writing an offer on Christmas Day. And I always have hit a home run during December as a real estate investor. And like I said, in hindsight, not only were they home runs, they took less effort too. They took less effort because the seller's motivation was there. And as you know, The foundation of every real deal lies within the seller's motivation to sell. If someone is selling during December, you can bet there's some real motivation there as to why. So I love December for my business. I always have. And I don't see that excitement for December changing any time in the foreseeable future. So that's why I restart my business every year on December 1st. I don't want to wait until January 1st like the rest of the world. So if you're picking up what I'm putting down and you'd like, this year I'm not going to do a formal course around this, but the Start Your Year Early program that I typically would promote right now, I'm not going to do that this year, but I am going to run myself through it because I'm doubling down on my own real estate investing efforts. The prospects are promising. And so I'm following my own advice. I'm taking myself through my own program, the Start Your Year Early program. It's actually called Epic 89. It's inside of the Epic Pro Academy. So if you're an Epic Pro Academy member, you already have access to it. And what it's all about is how to get more deals done in the next 89 days than most people will in the next 12 months. That's what it's all about. And if you're not an Epic Pro Academy member and you'd like access to it, you can. I'll give it to you for free on me. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Just go to epicproacademy.com. You can get free access to the Epic 89 course, the very course that I put myself through this time every year so that I can start my year on December 1st and grab all of those whale deals. Alrighty, so go to epicproacademy.com and you can do it with me for free. Alrighty, that's it for today. God bless and to your success, I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.